Unit 5. Gateway. Scientists use paradigms rather than believing them. The use of a paradigm in research typically addresses related problems by employing shared concepts, symbolic expressions, experimental and mathematical tools and procedures, and even some of the same theoretical statements. Scientists need only understand how to use these various elements in ways that others would accept. These elements of shared practice thus need not presuppose any comparable unity in scientists' beliefs about what they are doing when they use them. Indeed, one role of a paradigm is to enable scientists to work successfully without having to provide a detailed account of what they are doing or what they believe about it. Thomas Kuhn noted that scientists can agree in their identification of a paradigm without agreeing on or even attempting to produce a full interpretation or rationalization of it. Lack of a standard interpretation or of an agreed reduction to rules will not prevent a paradigm from guiding research. Exercise 1. Corporations establish rewards to drive performance. Often these rewards focus on meeting budgets and avoiding risk. Rewards of this type cause managers to invest in safe products that pose little chance of a big loss, but also little chance of a big profit. These rewards totally block any motivation to explore riskier paths. The companies reward the speed at which low-risk products are created and marketed, even if they are hoping for radical new ideas. The outcome is little appetite for risk and an overdose of incremental ideas. Interestingly, managers get frustrated with the outcome, blind to the behavior that the organization is explicitly or implicitly rewarding. A badly designed measurement or reward system mutes the rest of the rules, even if optimally designed. Exercise 2. Three men are on a deserted island when they find a lamp with a genie in it. After rubbing the lamp, the genie emerges and says, "I will give each of you one wish." The first man says, "I wish I were home," and vanishes immediately. The second man says, "I wish I were home," and also disappears. The third man says, "I miss my friends. I wish they were here." When hearing this joke, we activate our knowledge about genies granting three wishes. We also activate desert island stories and how the characters need a rescue. This knowledge tells us that finding the genie is a wonderful opportunity because options for rescue are limited. The first two men do as expected, in accord with this knowledge. The story becomes funny when the third man violates our expectations. We realize that we thought there was just one possible ending, which wasn't funny, and we are amused that we made a false assumption of only one ending. Exercise 3. Advances in human longevity make it possible to slow down and even reverse the aging process. In 1900, worldwide life expectancy averaged 31 years. By 1950, it was 48. And in 2010, it had reached 70. Although methods promising to slow down symptoms of aging or even prolong life have already become a billion-dollar industry, most of the products accomplish little, if anything. Most of the industry is driven by vanity and offers nothing more than the chance to appear younger. However, AI is making a huge leap forward in pharmaceutical research by discovering ways to slow down or even reverse biological processes such as aging. The enormous profits already enjoyed by the beauty industry for superficial and inefficient products provide a glimpse of the even larger potential market for extending human longevity. Putting a price on the holy grail for longer life will doubtlessly take the pharmaceutical industry to unprecedented heights. Exercise 4. Increasingly, the news media and popular culture are alerting the public to the heated dialogue that is underway about what our near future might become. Daily, the miraculous scientific predictions and breakthroughs that were once the subject of science fiction are announced as realities. Each new announcement triggers hopes and fears and guarantees further debate among humanitarians, profit seekers, legal experts, ethicists, politicians, and the public. Science and art collaborations could have an important role in this ongoing exploration, creating images that literally give shape to abstract and complex concepts. Working with new languages and images, they raise questions about the social, cultural, ecological, economic, and ethical implications of science breakthroughs. The works of many artists informed by science investigate issues and concerns triggered by the modification of nature, and provide the public with an opportunity to pay closer attention to advances in science and to reflect upon the boundaries between science and the human imagination. They consider how we shape nature to meet our desires and demands, manipulating genetic makeups and changing the form and productivity of animals and other organisms.